Welcome.
Hello and welcome to The Sound Test Live, your weekly celebration of video game music, along with me, your host, Lee Tyrrell. And if you thought that this show was all over the place, and if you thought that this show was messy in the past, then I think I've got something seriously coming for you tonight, because I've been awake for well over 24 hours at this point. It's been one of the most insane weeks of my life. I've been basically non-stop. This playlist was made about 3 hours ago, and it was all really quickly thrown together, and I'm pretty sure that if there's any night where I'm going to be all over the place with stuff, it's probably going to be tonight. But then again, I like to flip things around, and I'm probably going to be more professional than ever out of nowhere, because when I'm more flustered is when I tend to actually get my sentences out nice. But yes, we have got lots to get through today on this quite short show, actually. So it's probably going to be about half length, maybe just over an hour, something like that, because I am very, very tired after the debut of the ST2 Racing Special, which has been a long, long time in the making now, featuring Ian Livingston, Steve Collett, and TDK, who's joining us in the chat, actually. So hello to you, Mark Live, as well as Ollie, Renato, and Lewis, who are already with us. And it's been absolutely excellent to share that episode with you. I've been working on it for a long, long time, and we had all three of the involved composers in the chat on the side, as well as some other composers as well, actually, jumping in. So it was really quite a lot of fun to share that with you guys, especially to know that it's out there now, just under 2 hours of incredible insight on various racing games, pretty much starting with Wipeout and Cyberspeed, ending up at like MotoGP 2019, with so much stuff in between. Dirt, Grid, Crash and Burn, F1, of course. There's so many different franchises covered in that episode, so make sure you check that out on other platforms if you haven't already. So today I'm obviously going to continue on that theme, and I'm going to do a shorter show today looking at some of my favourite racing games of all time. And there are some esoteric choices in here as well, because obviously in the racing special I think we're pretty much exclusively talking about cars and motorbikes, a little bit about quad bikes, but I've got some strange choices as we go into the sound test live and look at some odder vehicles that we might have driven in various racing games over the years. Starting out there with snowboards, there's actually been a surprising amount of snowboard racing games that have really put racing at the forefront of the gameplay. So I think you can really say that they are racing games, be it Cool Borders, something like that, or in this particular case, what we just opened up the show with there was from Snowboard Kids, which I had on the Nintendo 64. I don't know if it was available on other platforms, but it was one of the games I had on my short ownership of an N64, and I actually really, really enjoyed it. It's actually a really solid Mario Kart kind of style racer with weapons and things like that, but obviously with a snowboarding edge, with tricks and all of that kind of thing. So that was Board Shop from Snowboard Kids opening up the show. And we've got to go into something really, really classic when it comes to racing games. Of course, Outrun. I thought it'd be amazing to play something from that while we're talking about racing games today. But we're going to hear something from the SST band, which is the Sega Sound Team band, the official kind of band that I think they ran for a decade or something like that. It was through the end of the 80s towards the 90s or something. I did quick research on that before going live, but forgive me, I'm very, very tired. And this is their version of Passing Breeze from Outrun. Sorry, Mark. Mark has just asked for Magical Sound Shower, but it's too late. I'm playing Passing Breeze. I think I've played Magical Sound Shower on a recent show, so I can't double up. Apologies. Hopefully you'll enjoy this one, though. Sega Sound Team Band's version of Outrun, Passing Breeze, absolute tune. This is the vibe I need. Comment from Ollie there. It was definitely the vibe I needed as well to get me ready for this live show. Shake off those cobwebs. Let's get going. Because we are doing a little bit of a time warpy kind of thing here. We're going through history. We're going through time. Outrun is just about the oldest racing game on today's playlist. So that's basically where we've started. Snowboard Kids doesn't count. That was just a way to kick off the show. We're really kicking off here with Outrun. And now we're going to go through the ages of racing games in their various different flavours across various different consoles. Of course, because this is a shorter show, I'm not going to play something from every single console, otherwise we'd be here all night. So we're going to skip from Outrun, which is kind of from the end of the 80s kind of stuff, mid-80s, I think, maybe. Gonna jump straight to the SNES. No pole position, I'm afraid, Mark, because I really did need to do a shorter show today, and I've got all the way up to the 2020s to get, or rather, I think it's about 2015 where this playlist gets to. So yeah, we're going to jump straight from that kind of 80s period into the Super Nintendo. So we're going past the Nintendo Entertainment System and all sorts of different consoles there, but straight to the SNES to hear a real classic here from F-Zero. Again, this is actually kind of doing the whole space cars without wheels thing well before Wipeout, as everybody knows. So Wipeout wasn't actually as original as I might have always thought. I always thought Wipeout was the first thing to do that until I finally came to F-Zero literally about 5 years ago. I was so late to the game on that one. But before we jump in and hear Red Canyon, which is an absolute tune, I'd just like to say quickly, this really is a complete off-the-cuff kind of bonus show that is here to follow on from the SC2 Racing Special. So it's not official in any way. There's no sound effects showdown. There's no VGM song fight battle. There's none of that pizzazz. There's none of that jazz. We'll come back to it next week. I just needed an off-the-cuff music relax after what I've been through this week. So with that in mind, F-Zero's Red Canyon. We'll be right back. Invention of kart racing games as we know it, essentially on the Super Nintendo there with Super Mario Kart, that was Mario Circuit. Now, of course, not only are kart games a gigantic thing of their own today, and every kind of company and franchise has their own kind of karting game. We've even seen over the years, like, what is it, Chocobo Racing? James Bond Racing, I'm sure, has popped up at some point along the line, where it's like James Bond characters in karts. So it's a whole genre of its own, the kart racing zeitgeist, that basically came about because of Super Mario Kart, which kicked it all off, really, on the Super Nintendo. And I'm a huge fan of Mario Kart. Huge fan. I don't think there's any game in the series that I'm not a big fan of, except for the latest version of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which really dropped the ball in my opinion, but I've complained about that on the show before, so I won't go on and on and on about it. I've been obsessed with basically every Mario Kart over the years at some point in time, with I think Mario Kart Wii probably being the one that really locked me in the most, with the old Sound Test co-host Dale. We used to stay up so late, basically being completely equal in skill at that, and then we would refuse to go to bed until one of us had a clear advantage, which was pretty much impossible to actually gain without hours upon hours of gameplay. So yes, I had to commemorate some Super Mario Kart for the whole karting thing in general tonight, but not only that, we've got a few more kart things coming up. Or is it just one? Because there was definitely no, there's two. There's three more kart things coming up, so you can tell I'm a fan of the karting genre. Lewis has just brought up Madagascar Kart in the chat, which is based off the animated Madagascar films. Oh my. Yes, we've also had Banjo Pilot brought up. That is a really interesting one. Kind of twist on the karting genre. Wasn't there a flying Diddy Kong Racing as well, or is that just a part of Diddy Kong Racing? Tell you what though, we'll come to that later on in the show, because right now we want to just skip quickly, since we've been in SNES territory, let's just dip our toe quickly into the Sega Mega Drive. Apologies for this one, regular listeners, you're probably going to be like, oh god, of course, here we go. Yes, it's Road Rash, because it's one of my favourite soundtracks of all time. So when I'm doing a racing thing, I'm gonna play something from Road Rash. I'm sorry, I've played Redwood Forest recently, so don't worry, I'm not gonna stick that one on again. I say don't worry, these are all absolutely amazing tunes. I don't care how many times I've heard them. I'm ready for this one again for like what is like the 500th time in my life. Palm Desert from Road Rash. Oh my god, the guitar sounds on this. Well, I've got to have to learn that one on the bass at some point. Absolutely funky. So, so awesome. Simply called Number 7 from the Game Boy Color version of Micromaniacs, which I didn't even know existed. I see, I wanted to move into the PlayStation Redbook era, post Super Nintendo and Genesis, Sega Mega Drive. I'm annoyed at myself saying Genesis there. I'm going to punish myself for that every single time. I have a little swear jar every time I say Genesis. Gotta put a quid in there. No, Sega Mega Drive. I wanted to move into the PlayStation era. I wanted to play something from Micromaniacs, which actually is a favourite racing game of mine, where you actually just play as little running kind of things. I wouldn't say they're humans. I'm not sure what the heck they are. Some of them seem to be like they were born clowns. One of them looks like Gollum. They're not humans, but they're strange little men, women things that you can run around as. Really odd racing game, which is a theme throughout this Sound Test Live playlist. You know, I've actually kind of deliberately avoided specific racing sims and thought that I could use this as an opportunity to look at some weirder races. I think there's only one racing game in this entire playlist that's actually like traditional cars, and even that is going in a more arcadey kind of weird style, but we'll get to that much later down the line. We was talking about Micromaniacs, which I knew on the PlayStation 1 and was a real favourite of mine, a kind of spin-off of Micro Machines, as I say, where you play as like little men and women instead of and sometimes clowns or Gollum, who play as all sorts of strange things, but no vehicles whatsoever, just running. I loved it. Had no idea there was a Game Boy Color version. Tracked down that music, and that was just so, so funky. I just couldn't not play it. Actually, I had something else queued up from the PlayStation 1 version to play, but I took it off in favour of that as soon as I heard it, because as I say, I had no idea it even had a Game Boy Color version. Game Boy Color games, yes, probably were being released around the same time as PS1 games. Yeah, for some reason, I always placed Game Boy a little bit before the PlayStation, but no, I think they were just about the right time, so that does make sense. Be interested in checking out how they transferred it to the Game Boy Color, and that would be easily emulatable. Maybe I'll have to do a stream of that at some point. But as I say, actually moving into the PlayStation 1 era, let's play another big karting game. It's actually probably the only non-Mario Kart karting game that I've spent any significant time on. If you were around for the PlayStation 1 era, you probably know what I'm talking about. CTR, Crash Team Racing. A very acclaimed kart racing game. One of the most loved kart racing games outside of Super Mario, which has had a monopoly on that since it kind of originated the genre on the Super Nintendo. Really, Crash Team Racing is one of the few kind of party karts, weapon including games, that has really been a good rival to Mario Kart over the years, or at least in my mind. It was such a finely tuned game with really cool unlockables, great levels in kind of more satisfying 3D even than Mario Kart 64 had at the time. I remember being particularly impressed by its graphics as a kid. So let's listen to some of its music. I'm not actually sure whether this is from, and we've mispronounced his name before on this show, so let's just have a bit of fun with this, whether it was Mark Mothersbaugh or Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo, or is it Devo? I think it's Devo, though, because Devo's like more of a chav's name, isn't it? I don't know whether it's by Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo or whether this is by Josh Mansell, because the credits just simply aren't clear on that point. So let's enjoy it nonetheless. Crash Cove. Game, not just in the evolution of racing games, but in the evolution of games in general. It's a real touchstone for various different things to talk about when it comes to video games. When it comes to the sound test, obviously we're particularly interested in music and sound, and Wipeout remains one of the most interesting, one of the biggest touchstone games to look at when you look at the history of video game music, when you look at the history of video game audio. And therefore my interview with Cold Storage, who wrote a lot of original music for the series as well as contributing to its sound design, is like an hour and 45 minutes on its own, and that concentrates pretty much exclusively on Wipeout, although it does go into some other racing areas that Cold Storage worked on. And not only that, but Wipeout is so important that it actually bled on into my actual ST2 racing special, which doesn't feature Tim Wright's cold storage, but does feature this big chunk of chat about the effect of Wipeout and its use of licensed music at the very beginning of the podcast, featuring a little bit of insight from all three of my guests on that episode, Steve Collett, TDK, and Ian Livingston. All three of them provide some insight on Wipeout and from their perspective, its effect on the whole gaming zeitgeist. So yeah, really, really interesting game. And while we were in PlayStation 1 territory, we had to play something from Wipeout. In this case, Wipeout 2097, and the track was Plasticity. Really nice, kind of more of a chilled back one there. When you actually listen to all of Cold Storage's music for Wipeout throughout the years, mostly really seriously banging in the whole kind of thing. That's one of the more relaxed ones, and I kind of needed that tonight. So we kind of chill out, relax myself after such a hard, crazy week. But we've got some pretty big bangers still to come on this show before we finish it up. Still think we've got, is that five? Yes, only five tracks left, but some of them are nice, big, chunky ones. But before we get to the more kind of modern era stuff, where things are going to get nice and big and fat and chunky, let's go and have a quick listen to the Nintendo 64, which was still kind of in the old kind of style of gaming, game music, especially with Nintendo, who almost have their own style, pretty much, of that whole kind of jazz-inflected thing. The Nintendo 64, although it was kind of bedfellows with the PS1, kind of still had its toe in the melody thing. Big melodies, really important with the tunes, and hadn't so much caught up to the licensing stuff, mainly because of the way music worked on the N64, which relied heavily on the use of MIDI and things like that. So before we get into some big proper bangers of the modern era, let's check in quickly on the Nintendo 64 and hear some of those playful Nintendo melodies. And when it comes to racing on the Nintendo 64, we're not going to play Mario Kart 64. We've already been to Mario Kart territory. I don't think you can get more famous than Diddy Kong Racing. It was a huge, huge game. I think a lot of people at the time said it was better than Mario Kart 64, but I'm going to have to claim ignorance on this one because I've played all of about 10 minutes of Diddy Kong Racing in my entire life. It's a damn shame, I know, but we all know I haven't owned an N64 for that much time in my life, and Diddy Kong Racing was one of those games that I just didn't have. So I had an opportunity to have a couple of races on it at a friend's house, and yeah, it was super, super cool, but at some point I'm going to have to emulate that bad boy and actually get the full experience. Let's hear something from it. This could be by either David Wise or Graham Norgate, both huge, respected, rare composers. I'm not actually too sure. This is another one where the credits are a bit all over the place. I know both of them worked on that game, but I'm going to err on it probably being David Wise, probably Ancient Lake from Diddy Kong Racing. absolutely lovely Dolphin Park from Wave Race 64. Again, a whole game series that I know pretty much nothing about, although I think I've got, this has just uncovered a memory right now on the sound test of actually playing the Wave Race. Wave Race on the Game Boy. That's what I meant to say. Isn't that right? Wasn't it on the Game Boy originally, the very, very first Wave Race? Because when I was super young, like 6 or 7 or something, I remember at school, there was like one kid who had a Game Boy. Lucky bastard. But whenever we went on school trips or school journeys or anything like that on the bus, he would pass it round. Like, we're talking long journeys here, like when you actually have to like pay installments to go on this journey with school, on this school trip. On these long bus journeys, he would pass his Game Boy around on the bus for everyone to play a little bit, or at least his friends, which I fortunately was one of. So I got to get a little bit of action out of this Game Boy on school trips. It was a big, fat, grey brick one as well. I specifically remember playing a lot of Game & Watch Gallery. But yes, Wave Race. Lewis has just confirmed that he had Wave Race on the Game Boy. I was certain of it. I definitely had some cobwebby memories there. It's all coming out of my mind right here, live on the sound test of playing that on a dark school bus on the way to Scarborough, I believe. I think we was going to Scarborough, unless it was down south to one of those things where you do zip lines and canoeing and all that kind of jazz. But they were great gaming memories, actually, to share that with your friends and everything like that. And I seem to remember there was some high score fights and battles going on, especially with the Game & Watch Gallery stuff. Juggle, that was a big game that we used to have rivalries on, the juggling one, who could get the furthest. So good. I might have to come to Game & Watch Gallery next week. But let's just say a quick hello to Bedroth, who has jumped into the chat, working this afternoon, but just wanted to drop in and say hello. Hello, it's great to have you. It's a shame that you're working. Hopefully you'll be able to join us on a live show soon, because let's kick into the last little double sandwich of music here, where we're going to hear some really, well, I say really up-to-date stuff, but more up-to-date stuff, where representing the way modern VGM has gone with racing games, really. Post N64, because while Nintendo were always off on their own pocket doing their own thing with their great distinctive melodies, which we heard in both of those tracks, the rest of the world with the Xboxes and the PlayStations were kind of continuing on with their licensed music spiral. Of course, if you've listened to the Sound Test Racing Special, you'll know that's not completely across the board. There was lots of original music being written by great composers like Ian Livingston, TDK and Steve Collett, all sorts of stuff going on. But by this point, licensed music really had its hooks deep into games, and there were some games with some particularly massive licensed soundtracks. Project Gotham 2, I think, in particular, had a really gigantic soundtrack of pretty much licensed stuff. And then, like, away from racing, you've got your Grand Theft Autos and your things like that, which go pretty much down an entirely licensed route, with the exception of GTA 5 recently, which got some cool original music in there. But now we're going down a tangent. Let's hear something from Burnout Revenge, which is one of these games that really represents the way licensed music took over in games, for good or bad. We can argue that all night. I just want to play something from Burnout Revenge in particular, because I think it's just about my favourite racing game. I really, really love this game. So many hours that I've put into it. There's just something about it that worked in every way for me. There was a lot of content. There was a lot of unlockables. Its crash mode was so much fun. The whole thing just seemed finely tuned. I seem to remember that it was the last Burnout before Burnout Paradise, which I really was not a big fan of at all. Burnout Revenge completely got that formula on nail on the head perfectly, with the whole crashing and super arcade style stuff. So with all of that in mind, let's hear Daft Punk is playing at my house, the Soul Wax Shibuya mix, which appeared in Burnout Revenge as this week's one license track. Thank you.
dog is playing at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kid, show you the ropes. I got a bus and a trailer at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kid, show you the ropes. I bought 15 cases for my house, my house. All the furniture is in the garage. Well, that bug is playing in my house, my house. You got to set them up, kid. Set them up. Well, that punk is playing in my house, my house. I waited 7 years and 15 days. There's every kid for miles in my house, my house. The neighbors can't call the police. Blue. My house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kid, show you the ropes. We'll be right back.
So the metaphorical sound test car screeches to a halt. Here we are at the end of the show, ending up with Hot Beats from Wes Smith, Tabletop Racing World Tour. I say it's the end of the show, we've got one more track to go, but for some reason I consider my first and last tracks to be these weird little bookends that kind of like aren't a part of the actual official show. How very, very odd. But yes, I will be departing with one last track, but as the sound test contrived metaphorical car screeches to a halt, we hear something from Tabletop Racing World Tour, which has been one of my favourite racing games of all time, really. I really massively got into that game. I platinum trophied it on the PlayStation 4. For some reason, I loved it. I think it's because I felt like it was the closest thing that we had to a new Micro Machines game. I mean, essentially it is. And I always loved Micro Machines, was a big, big fan of that franchise. And there have been a couple of more modern ones, but I haven't actually checked in on them yet. I got Tabletop Racing for free and thought it was actually a surprisingly amazing free game. Really got into it with Dale helped me out massively getting that platinum with his drifting abilities, so that was a really fun game to share with him. But the point I wanted to make here was that, unfortunately, as the years have gone on, I've played less and less games for a multitude of reasons, mostly that I'm just too busy now to play games. So it's not that I don't have spare time, it's just that the spare time I do have is like quite small and so precious that it's tough to get into these huge 500 hour games that we have today. It's really, really hard to start that mountain. So occasionally I play like one of my old classic games or something like that for a brief little bit. I've got the arcade stick that I've mentioned on this show before. That's perfect for a quick little 20 minute session. But as the years have gone on, I've just found it more and more difficult to actually play games. And I think it's like 4, maybe even 5 years old now, Tabletop Racing World Tour, and it was just free on PlayStation Plus. And that was like the last racing game that I had any real significant contact with. And that's purely because I don't really spend time playing games anymore. And I actually wish that I did, and I wish that I could. So I'm going to try and remedy that as we go into the next year, once I finally get more of the Sound Test 2 mountain out of the way. We're really, really getting there. But I'd like to come back to games because I'm a little bit ashamed that Tabletop Racing is the most recent thing that I can really talk about when it comes to the genre. But yeah, had some original music by Wes Smith there. That tune Hot Beats shows what he was doing for that game, and that track is absolutely branded into my mind after the years of playing it. So it's good to hear that again. I believe Cold Storage, Tim Wright, was involved in one of the Tabletop Racings at some point, but I've never really been able to actually nail down the credits on that one. I think he gave some engine car sounds or something like that. Interesting little game. Check it out if you like your arcadey kind of races. If you're a Micro Machines fan and a drifting fan, I think you're really going to get a kick out of it. I'm a big, big fan of it. But thank you for sharing this kind of little mini racing episode with me, following on from the Series 2 racing special. I've said it before and I'll say it again, because I'd like it for you guys to go off and listen to it if you haven't heard it yet. I know you guys in the chat have, but if you're listening to this on Spotify or anything like that, please go and check out the racing special, because I am particularly proud of it. Although I will say now that I am at the end of the show that YouTube did something to it. There's some problems with the audio on that one. It seems a tad corrupted. And if you want to hear it in perfect clarity, go over to Audio Boom or Spotify or Stitcher or iTunes or any of those other platforms, and you'll be able to hear it in complete clarity, because there's definitely some kind of audio corruption going on with the YouTube version, and I'm not entirely sure why. I'm going to figure that out for future uploads, and I'm going to figure out whether I'm going to do some kind of a re-upload. I'm not too sure. We'll have to talk about Ollie, because we talk to Ollie, because we definitely don't want to lose out on his visuals and all that kind of thing. I don't really want to lose out on my likes or my views either, so it's an irritating thing to have to do. But we're going to figure out something with this slightly corrupted YouTube version. But please go and hear the actual racing special itself in full clarity on any of those other platforms, because I am so unbelievably proud of it. And the guests involved, I'm the host, the guests involved are just absolutely breathtaking with their insights. So before I leave you with my last track, let me just say hello to Felix, who's come right in at the end of the evening. Hello, Felix. Yes, I have finished the racing episode. Finally, yes, it's out there. But as I say, I would avoid the YouTube version for now if I was you, because I'm a little bit worried about some of that corruption. Go get yourself on Spotify version, iTunes, Audio Boom, anything like that, and it should sound a lot clearer. We'll figure out something to do with the YouTube in the future. So, yes, thank you again, guys. It's been a great night, and considering how tired I am and how many different things I have in my mind flustering me, I have gone against the grain, and I don't think I've been too bad at the broadcasting today. I've even remembered that I'm supposed to do a pick of the week, and I'm going to reach all the way back to the Game Boy Color version of Micromaniacs and that track 07, just because it really took me by surprise. I didn't even know that the game existed at all, let alone hid these incredibly funky waves on there. Really awesome stuff with a bass line that I actually want to learn. So yeah, 07 from Micromaniacs, that's sticking out to me tonight. So thank you again. That's the third thank you, and I think we might actually be able to get out of this show with what I'm leaving you with. We've already heard something from Mario Kart. I think it's just about my favourite racing franchise, even though it's kart racing. We heard something from the Super Nintendo version. Let's jump right up to date with Mario Kart 8 and hear their arranged version of the Super Nintendo Donut Plains 3. Oh, this is a gorgeous, gorgeous tune to leave you with. Good night, everybody.